You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Have you heard about the new anxiety screening? Next time you go to the doctor, chances are you'll be screened for anxiety. What happens if you are considered positive or the test says you have anxiety? Today, we'll talk about a real mental health approach and what some of the root causes are, as well as some of the crazy ways we deal with mental health in this country. And I'm going to say, this is not the way we intended to do our show today, but we've had about 24 hours of major anxiety. And so you're going to get it firsthand, everyone.
So you're going to hear how we dealt with it firsthand.
Yes, you are. Yeah. Okay. So we are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. So, Jason, we're going to put the anxiety screening aside for just a moment, if that's okay with you, and tell the audience what's going on.
Well, we're going to talk about anxiety screening. And we were in the emergency room with my mom. We've been talking about caregiving, and my mother is 92 years old. She's got dementia and she can't hear. She's basically deaf.
Yes.
And we noticed that she has,
she had an outrageous rash.
Outrageous rash.
That way.
We took her to emergency and we found out that was shingles.
Yes.
So, and this was late at night. So we live in a rural area. So to get to the hospital, to the emergency, it's like a 50-minute drive.
Yes.
So we drive there and we're in the boonies. So, you know, if you live in a city, you don't know what it's like to drive around at night when it's completely pitch black, dark. And, you know, we had a fox run across the road.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
We're out there with the wildlife. It's like a whole different world comes alive.
That's,
when
that's true.
During
that's
the
true. By the way, the night. Full moon was lovely.
Oh, it was. It really was. You know, and we were going down. We're in a mountainous area, so we went down what's known as this really steep, windy road in the middle of dark.
Yes, blackness. Exactly.
You know, it was. I thought it was kind of an adventurous, but it's just one of those things. We did that. We came back. We got to bed late, and then we had to get up early again and go get the medications because they weren't there at the hospital. They weren't available at the hospital.
That's correct.
You know, that's and good. We just gave them to my mother, and now we're here.
Yeah.
Talking to you guys.
What he's getting at is the anxiety that all of this created for both of us, each one in our own way, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. Was very apropos for the show today. Did we plan this? Oh no, not at all.
So this isn't, we're not giving you the story because we're trying to garner sympathy. It's really an example
truly
of how we deal with anxiety.
That's correct.
In a way that I think makes sense.
Yes.
Frankly, all the stuff that we're going to talk about this right now, the stuff that you're taught, the traditional medicine approach to anxiety is really bad.
Yeah,
you
well,
know,
it doesn't help. Let's just put it that way.
You know, I go get a weekly allergy shot, and so I've got two anxiety screenings. And
oh, did you have one today?
No, okay. Not today. But so they ask you things like this is what they so this whole show came about because I read an article in the New York Times about there was. I don't know what the agency was, but they determined that there was a high level of anxiety and depression in the United States after the pandemic, and that it was epidemic, and that they had to do something.
Okay.
So they came up with this anxiety screening health questions that now, regular practitioners have to I got it twice. So I assume that it's, I don't know if it's voluntary or mandatory, but it's just something else. But the article said the problem is that if you're identified as having anxiety, they don't have enough resources in terms of therapists and so forth to deal with all that.
Yeah.
They know it's out there.
Sure.
And I'm sure if they did an anxiety screening with us last night,
they
would have locked us up in a rubber room.
And we're laughing. But the bottom line is that all the way to emergency. And by the way, you don't leave someone, you don't just blow it off and go, oh, well, it'll all go away. You don't do that, especially to a 90-year-old person.
Who's kind of got dementia. She's lost
not
her.
Kind of. She has dementia.
Yeah, and not able to think in the same way. And
not at all. And so we have to do a lot of things for her. That's all there is to it. But the thing that I thought was really amazing was that all the way to the emergency and then all the way back, we did removing negative energy. And the removing of negative energy, it made such a difference because it helped me, because I go in with mom. I am her caregiver. It helped us really remain calm and be able to answer questions, not only thoroughly, but completely in a really positive way. Had I not been removing negative energy all the way to emergency, I'm not so sure I would have been able to do that as well as I did.
Well, and here's the point of today's show, basically. Okay. Yes, there is a mental health epidemic.
We know that.
It's kind of obvious. Okay. Yeah. Especially with anxiety and depression.
Correct.
And testing positive. So what do you do? That was the whole premise of the show. What do you do? Well, if you go to the, I pulled it up here on the internet, the Association of America of Anxiety and Depression.
Okay.
They have it listed on their website. What do you do? Well, there's psychotherapy, medications, of course. Consider joining a support group. When we're going to the ER, you can't go to a support group on the way, and I know that's kind of facetious, but the problem is that stuff like that doesn't last. It doesn't get to the root problem. It doesn't help you. Relaxation techniques, meditation, I've been doing meditation since I was 20. So, it's about 50 years.
Okay.
And I know that the level of my normal level of
anxiety,
not anxiety, but how I feel on a day-to-day basis has been reduced. It's calmed down a lot.
Meaning,
as a result of the medication.
Yes.
But it was only after we started doing the ecosystem approach that there was real change, because I noticed so many times I would be so stressed and so anxious that I'd meditate and say, oh, that felt better. And then I'd get up and
boom.
5 minutes and I'm right back where I was.
Exactly.
So it's not, I'm not saying that meditation and relaxation techniques don't work.
No, they do work.
But they don't get to the root, and they're just superficial.
And the root is removing whatever the fears and so forth that you're dealing with in those moments.
So they talk with family members and explain how they can be helpful. Now, this is especially comical to us.
Yes.
Because a lot of times it's your family members that are the problem of cause of your anxiety in the first place.
Correct.
Meaning
all the old rules
and your family story and your emotional story, all that stuff comes from your family.
Exactly.
Then they talk about your therapist may recommend self-help materials. Well, we've known a lot of therapists, and we've both had therapy over our
A lot of money, way too much money.
A lot of money, yes.
Up in the same place as I began.
And one of the things that we noticed is, therapists have their own problems.
Yes, they do.
It's very clear that therapy doesn't resolve the problems. They help them cope a little bit better. And again, when it's 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, you're not going to call your therapist. And if you do that very often, you're not going to have that therapist for very long.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, talking in the moment doesn't necessarily work. And we're going to keep talking about this. We're kind of running out of time.
Okay.
But then the other one, the last one was exercise, which of course is very helpful, but again, it doesn't get to the root cause.
Correct.
So what are my points? Well, traditional methods, if they work, are slow and expensive.
Yes.
And the resources are not readily available.
Correct.
Most methods try to program their way out of anxiety and depression, which is the root cause of the issues.
That's huge. Yes.
You know, if, and we're going to talk some more about how programming hurts you, but using the same method to get out of a problem
that caused the problem in the first place
doesn't make any sense.
Yes.
Because programming, they'll say, okay, well, feel this way or think this way.
Oh, I love that one. Think your way. Okay. It doesn't work for me.
Or don't be afraid. You know, if you ever want to go to the good husband school, you know, and they say, tell your wife, don't worry, don't be afraid. Yeah. You know, all the platitudes that are out there,
yeah,
that don't work. It doesn't work.
They didn't have his wife.
Yeah. You know,
and I realize we're making jokes about this, but, and I want to jump in and say, what we're talking about is that we created the ecosystem approach basically based on exactly what we're talking about today.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. And we know that the ecosystem approach works. That's what we're trying to say.
So let's go to the key points. We'll talk some more about this in the next segment.
Sounds really good. There is a major health. You're doing it. Excuse me. I apologize.
Well, hey, we're stressed. We can change. There is a major health epidemic of mental health problems, especially anxiety and depression.
Yes.
Traditional methods, if they work, are slow and expensive, and the resources are never available when you need them.
Correct.
In the amount that you need them.
Correct.
Most methods try to program you out of anxiety and depression, which is the root cause of these anxieties in the first place, which is programming.
Yes.
The ecosystem approach helps you restore your connection to your essence in a way that will improve your mental health.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how your emotions can be your best friend and how to deal with anxiety that is more naturally based on the way you are designed as a human being. That's a huge concept, everyone. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to Boss Up Babes, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Champion Your Life with me, Leanne Champion, first and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
When the solutions to the challenges in your life are unclear, an executive business coach may be the answer. I'm Mark Fechner, and I specialize in coaching clients with issues related to performance, leadership, business relationships, and creativity. Any person or organization that wants to overcome mental blocks, create new possibilities, and achieve a higher level of performance can benefit from the services of a certified coach. Schedule a free consultation with me today at markfechner.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how your emotions can be your best friend. And how to deal with anxiety that is more natural based on the way you are designed as a human being. That's kind of cool right there. Mm-hmm. I love that. We're married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. So, Jason, the idea that your emotions can be your best friend is really radical.
It is. Well, let's go back to this idea of programming.
Okay.
That we didn't really exploit like we wanted to in the first segment. Right. You know, most methods try and program their way out of anxiety and depression.
Correct.
And we see that it's the root cause of anxiety and depression.
Yes.
What is the root cause of anxiety and depression? It's when you're disconnected from your essence.
Yes.
The way you're designed as a human being is that you go through life and you're making decisions. You know, should I take this class? Should I eat this day-old sushi? Should I, you know, that's probably a bad example, but, you know, should I marry this woman? Should I take this job? You know, should I go to college? Should I drop out? You know, all these questions. And if you were working like you're supposed to, you would get a flood of feelings when you start posing those questions to yourself.
Correct.
But here's the problem, okay? Programming says, ignore your feelings, just do this.
Yes.
Programming says they give you all these formulas and processes to do that some expert says, some authority says.
Correct.
Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's a teacher, maybe it's someone in your life that you trust. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, this is what you do. Well, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes.
And you do that without saying, okay, how do I feel about that? What are my feelings? And we're going to jump to the next problem, which is here in the second segment. The problem is that what we've noticed is that there's a buildup of these negative emotions because we've been programmed for so long. And when we go out and look and see people's energy,
yes,
we see that most people have 80% of their essence, their soul.
That's correct.
Encumbered with this negative energy.
Correct.
So when you say, how do I feel about something?
You're not getting a correct answer.
You're not getting a correct answer. It's like when I was in college, and I've told Patricia this story, and she always rolls her eyes. But, you know, when I was in college, my method to clean the...
Oh, I knew you were going to get... Yeah, go
clean the house was to throw it all in the closet and close the door.
Yes.
And you can only do that so many times. And when you do it with your emotions, you throw your emotions in this little compartment here.
Right.
And you close the door. Correct. When you start to open that up again and say, okay, well, Jason and Patricia in the
it
show.
It comes crashing down.
Oh, my gosh. You know, yes. And so what do you see in the world today? People that... because someone cuts them off in traffic, they take a gun out and shoot the person.
Correct.
You know, our emotional reactions are over the top.
Mm-hmm.
We're going, we're screaming and yelling. We're getting angry. We're throwing threats and criticisms back and forth.
Correct.
That don't even make sense anymore. They just don't. You know, it's almost stupid.
Well, and what he's saying is that until the ecosystem approach came along, there has been no real solution to anxiety, depression, and then, of course, anger, hate, bitterness. I mean, I can go on and on and on.
The solution has been, don't feel that way, feel this way.
Yes.
And
yes,
and yes, that yes, just, yes. they just build up and they yeah. build up and they build up. So when someone says, well, just follow your heart, you know, I kind of throw up a little bit in my mouth, you know, it just, she hates that expression, but it doesn't make any sense because you don't know what your heart is. You don't have any experience.
Well, and because we've been so disconnected from it, it doesn't actually give us the practice to understand what our essence is actually telling us.
When you go to school, the teacher trains you to listen to me.
Yes.
They don't say, listen to yourself. Right. They don't say, oh, how do you feel about that? They right. say, you know, this is how things should be. Right. This is how things are going to be.
Well, I have another, another one. When Jason and I first connected together, one of his first comments was, you are so emotional. Well, if you know anything about the Enneagram, 4 is the most emotional of all of the Enneagram types. And at first, I really didn't understand it, but as I started to do research and understand it more, but I also started to remove negative energy a lot. And what I discovered was that these emotions were actually talking to me, not only about me, but to the people and the energies around me. And instead of using it to
benefit me.
I have always had people say, no, you're way too emotional and your emotions don't matter. Stop with the emotions. But what I've discovered is that with my, because I am that 4, what happens is that when I get messages and so forth, and they are emotional, I've learned to read them before I speak. Let me say that I have learned that one. But what I've discovered is that not only do my emotions help me, but I help other people because my emotions talk to me about other people.
You know, and
did that make sense?
It does, but we have to put the context. Okay.
That's your job.
Your emotions don't always tell you the truth.
Right.
But they're supposed to.
Yes, they are.
That's the way you're designed. That if your essence wasn't so dysfunctional, we call that the 80%, that we've discovered that people come in
yes.
as babies with 80% of their essence with negative emotions.
In other words, they're the truth of who they are and how to handle things, it's covered up.
That's why you have childhood cancers, childhood diseases. That's
correct.
Because those emotions were already there, that attachment, those negative emotions were already in your essence.
Well, and you know, there's a wonderful book, and it's quite an old book, but it's called The Bad Seed. And The Bad Seed is about a child who came in with more than 80% that was covered up. And this, the child in the story, he was really awful and no one knew how to deal with this child. And it was, the bottom line is that when I look at that story, it's a perfect example of what that 80% can do.
When there's that buildup,
yes.
They're harder to program.
Yes.
And when you're hard to program in this culture, you just get thrown away.
Yes.
If you can't learn and mimic back what the teacher tells you,
yeah.
say it back and yeah. take a test and then something's wrong with you. It's not yes. necessarily true.
Correct.
But here's what we found with the 80%. And we use this term a lot, that even people who have achieved greatness have the same 80%. They just reconfigured the other 20% right. in a different way. So what happens is they have this great talent,
yes.
but they also have these great dysfunctions.
Yes.
You know, they're alcoholic, they have addictions, they can't have a decent relationship.
Correct.
You know,
yeah.
they're depressed. There's all sorts of, they get assassinated, they get shot, they die too early.
Yes.
There's all sorts of ways.
Exactly.
It's not supposed to be that way. If we could start removing that negative energy, which by the way, is what the ecosystem approach is all about.
Exactly. Start today.
You know, then you would get better and better and better in your life as you go through your life. See, the problem is that programming treats you like a machine.
We're not machines, everyone.
So they give you different programs. If the machine isn't working well with this program, we're going to give it a different program.
Well, and sometimes that different program is in a form of a pill or that sort of thing.
That sort of thing.
Yes.
And so what happens when machines no longer function? They go to a junkyard and they sit there and rust. And we see that today because the people, as you get older,
The
senior citizens today are warehoused in these senior citizen homes, and they do this is very judgmental, but you know, things that really aren't important that just keep them busy and warehouse them till they die.
And by the way, that's not the way it's supposed to be.
No, it's not.
We know this.
If you saw yourself as an ecosystem, ecosystems they go through phases, you know, they have droughts, they have, you know, things like that, but they get better and better and better if they're being taken care of.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach that we're talking about is how to take care of that human ecosystem. That's right. You.
That is absolutely correct.
And if this is starting to touch you right now and you think, oh my gosh, this is really what I want. I don't want to have mental health problems. I want to be able to do this on my own, which correct. We did.
Yes.
We didn't go running to a therapist. We cleared ourselves on our own, and we see this path that we're on based on our emotional story and going through life. And as we have problems, we work on them and we get a little bit better each time we do that.
And it's true. And not only that, but we both have the ability to see the good wherever we go. But we also have the ability to see the bad and know which one we want to choose.
How to deal with it and how to work with it.
Exactly.
And not step in it.
Yes.
Step around it, that sort of thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points?
Our emotions are designed to guide us throughout our lives with feelings and hunches. Mm-hmm. We're trained to ignore our feelings and listen to outside experts and authorities.
Mm.
Not so great. The buildup of negative emotions make listening to our feelings unreliable and difficult. That's the 80%. And the ecosystem approach is designed to teach you to restore your connection to your essence and use your feelings as you start to remove the buildup of that 80%.
Exactly. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how, taking charge of your mental health is essential in this world today. It is also the best self-improvement strategy you can ever have. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
In body, in power, in soul. Activate the spirit within you in deep conversations of power, faith, grace, love, and forgiveness. On Soul-Inspired Reflections, Ascension, A Humble Awakening of the Heart, join me, your host, Gina Libido, every second Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And find that even the chaos of your world makes sense and has meaning and purpose. Make a choice, be inspired, take action. For more information, go to soulinspired.org. That's soul-inspired.org.
Are you ready for the real results you want? Don't miss the new show, Why Wait? Look better, feel better, be your best from the inside out with me, Georgette LePage. Join Dr. Pat Basile and me monthly to tackle topics that are often seen as roadblocks to weight loss. Each discussion offers you practical solutions for your transformational changes. Find out more about show dates and times or connect with me directly at georgettelepage.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com. Net.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Let the journey begin.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how taking charge of your mental health is essential in this world today. It is also the best self-improvement strategy you can ever have. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, how does someone take charge of their mental health and actually make it into the ultimate self-improvement strategy?
You know, the quick answer is using the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
And if you're excited at this point of the show and you've been listening and you say, oh my gosh, this is what I need, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. You know, we have a weekly newsletter that has all the clearings written out, and all the words that you have to say are all there on paper. You can do that and do that over and over again. But here's the thing, okay? If you continue to program yourself for better mental health, feel this way, think this way, it's going to crash.
It is.
And we see it with, it's easy to see in the world today because so many people, they work really hard, then they retire, they have money, and then they're bored. They don't know who they are. They're lost.
Exactly.
We see so many people who are quote-unquote retired that have no purpose anymore.
Well, and there's been major statistics done, studies on this, and the statistics are, and this was as of about 10 years ago, I read this, that within, it's something like more than 50% of the people who retire actually die within 3 years after their retirement because they feel that they've lost all their usefulness in life.
And
you're programmed, you have to be useful.
And your programming is outside of yourself. Yes. Your usefulness comes from your essence.
That's right.
And as you start to uncover your essence, what happens, your ecosystem becomes more alive, more natural, more full of life force.
And I'm just going to say, aware of not only what's around you, but who you are.
We've noticed with people that are retired, so to speak, they sit around and drink. And we just, for the most part, that's not where we want to go.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
But here's the other thing, okay? So using the mental health system, what the typical mental health things that you do aren't valuable. Okay. We've talked about that already, but there's one exception. Exceptions.
Okay.
When you have a serious mental health condition,
yes,
sometimes you just need help from professionals. And we're the first ones to say that.
Absolutely.
Schizophrenia, addiction, having psychotic breaks, people that with that buildup of negative energy, they haven't been doing anything. And all of a sudden they just pop, snap.
Yes.
You know, that's not something you can use the ecosystem approach for because
at that moment,
you're not in a position to give yourself any sort of good advice. You need help from a third or fourth or fifth person.
Well, and the other thing in all of that is that when somebody has an addiction or schizophrenia or some sort of mental health condition, I would say that most of us have no idea what it's all about.
Yeah.
And when you don't know what something's all about, you do need a form of an expert or somebody who knows what they're doing to get them beyond the point of things like suicide.
Yes.
And wanting, you know, there's suicide, but also wanting to die, believing that they don't belong.
Or suicidal like behaviors that are like drinking to your, you know, your
done
or overdoses and things like that.
That is correct.
So, you know, and if we lived in a perfect world and everybody was using the ecosystem approach, not only starting as an adult, mm-hmm. but they would train their kids, train their kids, start helping their kids uncover the negative energy in their essence from the very beginning.
Correct.
Then a lot of the mental health problems mm-hmm. of schizophrenia and addictions wouldn't even happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about all the teenagers. It's so scary to be a teenager. Oh. And if you were removing the negative energy as they were growing up and it was natural to them.
Correct.
Those types of scary scenarios are less likely to happen.
Correct.
You know, it's never a guarantee. And there's a lot of different ways of looking at it, but it's because we've been trained in programming, mm-hmm. which doesn't make sense.
Correct.
The more we get, the more we see how people are ecosystems and how they really work.
Correct.
We look at the world and say, how are we trained to deal with our mental health? It doesn't make sense.
Yes.
So when we were making fun, if we've hurt your feelings, if you're a therapist out there and you're thinking, okay, well, oh my gosh, these guys are just, you know, making fun of me. That's not the case. It's
not
just,
at all.
It's just that we're saying, hey, there's a better way.
Yes.
And because we see that your essence is the ultimate mentor. It's the ultimate self-help guru mm-hmm. that can say, hey, this is the way for you personally.
Yes.
See, the problem with most self-help gurus is that they have a programmed process. Mm-hmm. If you do this, 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 and this, then everything's going to be great.
But the one thing that I have discovered in my lifetime is I at times can't follow this, 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 and this. Because I don't agree with it.
Or I
don't understand it.
Or there may be reasons. There may be negative energy that block you from following this.
That could be.
And whatever it is, it doesn't matter because your essence knows what's best for you personally right now in this moment.
Yes.
And it just makes perfect sense because we all believe we have a soul. We all believe that we have an essence. Yes. But we've been trained not to use it.
Yes.
That's the ultimate craziness that we see. And truly,
as
you start removing this negative energy, the unlimited potential that is part of human beings, it starts to be unleashed.
Well, and that's one of the things that I found that I thought was so, I was fascinated of, oh my gosh, after I used the ecosystem approach daily, I found that I actually liked myself, but I was programmed not to like myself.
Yes.
And I have to tell you something. When you start to like yourself, you go, oh, let's see. If I like me, then maybe others will like me too, because I could see before others didn't like me very well because I was programmed by other people's methods.
Yes. Yes.
Not my own.
Yes.
And that was a very, very, very difficult thing to deal with. So, and by the way, do you want to be your own guru? Do you want to be your own mentor? Start today by using the ecosystem approach.
What we're saying, and obviously it depends on where you're at in the moment.
That's correct.
You know, therapy can be of help to you, mm-hmm. but we're trying to say that to restore yourself back to the way you're designed is the way to do it.
Yeah.
And even if you go do therapy, you can still do the ecosystem approach.
Absolutely. You know,
it doesn't really conflict with therapy, or I guess it would conflict if your therapist said, do it my way. Don't listen to all the other stuff out there. Just do it my way.
Yeah.
That raises my antenna, you know. Mm-hmm. But what we're trying to help you with is not a way, but we're helping you uncover who you are uniquely, not what we want you to be.
Because when you uncover you, I just want to add this. When you uncover you, you can decide for yourself and make the choices that are in your best interest, as opposed to being programmed to think a certain way.
The ecosystem approach, you can use those ecosystem words like sustainability. Mm-hmm. Most mental health training is not sustainable.
No.
You can maintain that veneer of I got this together, right, only for so long, and then all of a sudden you can't do it anymore.
Well, and the other thing that I've seen in today's world, and especially with money being the way that it is, spending money on a therapy and that sort of thing, sooner or later it runs out.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make it very, very helpful.
Or it doesn't, and it
creates a lot of anxiety. Yeah. Yes. That's exactly right. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Continue to program yourself for better mental health is the ultimate contradiction.
Mm-hmm.
As you remove negative energy from your essence, you begin to restore the ability to have use of your essence.
Mm-hmm.
And your essence is the ultimate mentor, self-help guru, and the path to unlimited potential.
Yes.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you how to unlock your unlimited potential and ability by using your essence in a way that it was designed.
I love that. So we're going to teach everyone how to remove negative energy right now. And then in the next segment, we're going to actually remove negative energy. So Jason,
here we go. So your posture doesn't matter. You don't have to be in a reverent position. You can stand up, lay down. You can be walking.
Mm-hmm.
And you, if you get really good at it,
You can even be driving
or talking.
Or talking yes.
to someone and, yes. and clearing, you know.
True.
You know, your boss is not a nice person. You can start, you know, work on that while you're talking to him and smiling in his face when you can't, when you really don't want to do that. So anyways, so all that's possible. Okay. So when we say and to eliminate, in your mind's eye, in your imagination, gather up what we say to eliminate, whether it's barriers, veils and illusions, specific emotions, gather that up, blow it into the processor. I know Jacob's going to put a picture of the processor up right now.
And if you can't see that,
Put it into a trash can.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to our website and you sign up for our free section, theecosystemapproach.org, there's a part there where it says the processor, and you can download that and then cut it out, fold it up and put it on your desk. And it works. It's really,
I love that.
Really a nice little reminder.
It is. It's fantastic, actually. And then after that, one of the things that we're going to do, the thing we're going to do after that is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that any of us has access to. And when you start to remove negative energy, it actually stores itself in your physical body. And when you start to do that, what we want to do is we want to put in life force, like I said, the most positive energy, back into those places where that negative toxic energy used to be. And then you can start going forward. Then you can start, the biggest one. Then you can start to like you and see who you are and what it is you want. It's really important. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you remove negative energy in your essence so you can begin to reduce anxiety and depression. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if you could enter a sacred vortex of love and beauty, infused with the power of the earth and ascended masters?
Join myself, Dr. Georgia Herrera and Dr. Sharon Martin, in the Sacred Magic Show.
Bring in the mystical and sacred for healing, airing every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You too can have your health and life challenges melt away.
Join now and feel your heart open up to the answers to your most important questions.
Juggling life's relentless demands can leave us unbalanced and restless. Do you feel stuck in the overwhelm? Diane McClay is a personal empowerment coach, author, and compassionate storyteller on a mission to boost you into balance and help you move forward with passion and purpose. Get unstuck with Diane on The Diane McClay Show every second and fourth Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Diane, visit DianeMcClay.com.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to help you remove the negative energy in your essence, from your essence, so you can begin to reduce anxiety, depression, and by the way, a few other things. So when you start removing one thing, things come up. And when you start, when you remove those things, you will not believe how much lighter you will feel and how amazing the view of life can be. So with that said, Jason, there you go.
Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the root cause of anxiety and depression is disconnection from essence. Yes. Oh my gosh. Take a breath.
And remember, throw all that negative energy as best you can into that processor, the top of the processor, let it go through and get processed and come out neutral energy. You're not only helping you, but you're helping the environment as well. And we know we need that. So moving right along, we're going to shorten it a little bit. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that programming methods disconnect me from my essence. Nice and easy. Take a breath and throw them away.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and stress that happen in my life for any reason.
Yeah. Take a breath.
That worry, anxiety, and stress is negative energy. Just get rid of it so you can start to be able to use your emotions so they're not crazy.
Yes, exactly. And that was one of the things I found was I didn't have to be crazy, but I could still have my emotions. I loved it. So, and to eliminate any feelings of fear and hurt and shame that can be the root for anxiety that I have. Well, that you have. You don't need it right now. Take a breath, easy, and blow it out.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that traditional methods for treatment and anxiety, depression are superficial and ineffective.
Take a breath, easy. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that clearing, removing negative energy can be very effective against the buildup of anxiety, depression, and many other things. Start today, everyone. It is so worth that 5 minutes that it takes. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that I have that are underneath my anxiety and depression.
Yes. Take a breath. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the programming yourself to help with anxiety is the ultimate contradiction. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any resentment I have about having no quick fixes for my intense feelings and anxiety. Mm-hmm. I wish there was, but that buildup, when it comes out, it's hard to control.
Yeah.
And the best way to do it is just keep clearing, do some more.
Yep. Take a breath. Throw it away. You don't need it. And to eliminate any resistance I have to changing my idea about programming or my ideas about programming and its negative effect on my essence, your essence. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my essence is the ultimate mentor and guru.
Yes.
For me.
Yes.
It's not for the other person. It's for you.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the buildup of negative emotions in my essence make listening to my feelings in the beginning, it's unreliable. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my intuition needs refinement to be really useful. Yes. I can't just trust my heart or trust my feelings.
Especially in the beginning.
You need to refine it. And yes. You do that with the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that listening to our emotions as messages from our essence is how we as humans are designed, and that's how we're supposed to do it. Take a nice breath and blow out any negative energies that are blocking you from being able to listen. Take a breath. Are we ready to activate some
life
force? Here we go. Follow me, everyone. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve, so I can get started with the ecosystem approach today in my highest and best interest. Nice and easy. Pull in that life force energy. Pull it in right through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. Ask it to turn around, and we're going to blow out any negative energies that are blocking you from the request that we just made. Take a breath. There you go.
And to activate life force so I can have hope to restore my connection to my essence so I can have unlimited potential to grow.
Love it. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust that using the ecosystem approach to restore my natural ability to help myself. Wow, what a gift. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to focus on restoring my essence so it is functional.
Yes. Take a breath. Let it come in. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, have clarity, awareness, and objectivity, creativity, love myself, love others, and love the entire planet, so that I can use my essence to help not only myself first, but help others and the environment as well. Take a nice breath, pull it in, and now blow out any negative energy that's left over. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, I've been wanting to do this show for a while. It's okay. What is subtle energy really?
Okay.
And people, when I talk to people about this, they want a definition, okay. But I'm going to start from a different perspective. And I think you'll really find this interesting because, frankly, you know, we both know that there's no really good definition.
That's true.
And subtle energies, by definition, mm-hmm. is intangible. You can't really put your finger on it.
Okay.
So how do you deal with something that's intangible and use it in an effective way?
Okay.
And frankly, that's what we've been doing for 20 years.
Yeah.
Those intangibles are what's really important in your life. It's in our life.
Yes.
And we know that when it's like I like to use the metaphor of electricity.
Yes.
You know, you plug something in, you don't really know how it's working exactly.
That's true.
But it works. And yes. And you get to, you know, I don't know how my computer works, but I'm pretty good at making it useful. You know,
he's amazing, everyone.
You know, so
yes.
So yes. You don't have to know all the nitty gritty,
okay.
But just we're going to talk about just having a language around.
I love that.
These intangibles and these emotions, and then working with them in a way, and then seeing the result. You can, oh my gosh, it opens up a world that's amazing.
That's exactly.
Don't miss
right.
the show. It's gonna change you.
You know, Jason, how can I make the ecosystem approach a bigger part of my life? In fact, How can the audience do the same thing?
It's very simple. We've made it very simple. You know, go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Mm-hmm. Sign up for our free section. Mm-hmm. You'll get a weekly newsletter that has the clearings. Mm-hmm. And do the clearings. Do it every day. Do it as much as you can.
Right.
Create some of your own. It's all written out there. Mm-hmm. It'll make easy to follow. Picture the processor is there. You can put it on your phone. A lot of our clients put it on their phone and they do it.
I love it.
And it works. Then listen to our show every week.
Yeah.
You sign up for our free section, listen to our show every week. We try and take a different approach to how energy works in your life every single week.
Yes.
Even though you may say, well, this doesn't apply to me, but this applies to me, we're still talking about how to implement this subtle energy approach in your life.
And remove negative energy so the positive can find its place.
We've had so many people say that the title didn't really grab me, but I learned something from it.
Yes,
and that's what we intend to do.
What about Facebook, Jason?
If you go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, like us while you're there, please. All our videos are right there.
Yes.
It's you can see it all in one place.
That I love that. And so we'll connect next Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.